Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence on Palmer Boulevard in Fortuna on Monday in search of 43-year-old Timothy Ramirez, who was wanted on 8 outstanding warrants, including 2 felony domestic abuse warrants and 3 probation violations. When deputies knocked on the front door, they were allowed inside and found a man matching Ramirez's description in a back bedroom. Ramirez first told deputies that he was not the man they were looking for, and his name was Michael Ramirez, not Timothy. Further investigation proved that claim to be false, and Ramirez was arrested. Deputies also found a 12-gauge shotgun and ammunition in the room, and in addition to being booked on the warrants, Ramirez was also booked on a weapons possession charge and providing false information to a law enforcement officer. The city of Eureka announced today that a key player in any future east-west rail line originating in Humboldt County has joined the Upstate Railroad Connect Committee. The Trinity County Board of Supervisors voted to join the City of Eureka and the counties of Humboldt and Tehama on the committee. The City of Eureka has received a $25,000 grant to assist in the committee's work, and all parties have agreed to a memorandum of agreement to support a study to explore the feasibility of an east-to-west rail line that would connect Humboldt Bay with national rail connections in the Sacramento Valley. Caltrans is inviting the public to a pre-construction open house next Tuesday to discuss the Willits Bypass project. The meeting will be held at Willits City Hall from 5 until 8 p.m., and both Caltrans representatives and representatives from the construction companies contracted to do the work will be on hand to answer questions. The bypass project will reroute traffic around downtown Willits and has become the focus of lawsuits by environmental groups, who argue the project can be done more simply and more cheaply and with less environmental impact than the plan that has been approved. For more information, contact the Eureka Caltrans office. Over the weekend, human remains were discovered in an area behind the military recruiting offices in Eureka. Those remains have been positively identified as those of 37-year-old Benjamin Lewis Thompson, a local transient. A toxicology screen has been scheduled on the remains, and identification was difficult due to the condition of Thompson's body. And tomorrow, thousands of North Coast residents will test their earthquake preparedness during the Great California Shakeout. At 10:18, the earthquake drill will begin, and residents can see how prepared they are for an earthquake. More than 8 million Californians have registered for the test, as well as more than 30,000 here on the North Coast. This is the 5th annual Shakeout and gives residents a chance to plan for evacuations, check preparedness kits, and stay abreast of new technologies involved for preparing and surviving an earthquake. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The term seasonal worker applies to industries up and down the state of California, from the agricultural communities to the construction industry. But in Humboldt County, the term usually means an influx of folks looking for work in the underground marijuana industry. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza is familiar with the folks who make their way to Humboldt County to trim marijuana plants.
It's been a real problem for all of our staffs, and we're not quite sure the demographics behind them, but a lot of people seem to be calling them the kids with the trimmer scissors looking for employment. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but there's a lot of them. They're young, and they kind of hang around, and quite a few of them have been creating some challenges for the police department and the businesses. And what I keep telling people is this rain we had last night is certainly didn't hurt.
Mendoza goes on to say that the new people have an impact on the city, and it's not always a positive one.
I always say when we have this discussion is I always say don't profile what people look like, but profile what they do. So, yeah, if people want to lay out and do nothing, then that's fine with me as long as you're not hurting anybody else. But when they come in and they're doing drug deals and they're shoplifting and leaving their abandoned school buses for us to dispose of at about $800 to $1,000 a pop when they don't run anymore, those are examples of of a severe impact on a small community.
The North Coast is a magnet for workers who arrive during marijuana harvest season and earn good money trimming marijuana plants. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.